It's Tuesday, October 24th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Persecution against Christians is heating up in Nepal. A Christian pastor accused of evangelizing Hindus was sentenced to 1 year in prison, and his appeal was rejected by the nation's Supreme Court, reports International Christian Concern. Pastor Keshav's attorney attempted to point out that, quote, carrying religious materials and being asked to share his faith does not equate to forced conversion, end quote. The High Court has admitted that Nepal's laws no longer protect religious freedoms. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 17 reminds us that God is the judge of the nations. I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time for every purpose and for every work. U.S. District Court Judge Daniel Domenico has blocked a Colorado law which would penalize healthcare providers for administering abortion pill reversal procedures. A Trump appointee, Judge Domenico ruled that such onerous laws would burden the free exercise of religion of Bella Health, a Catholic healthcare provider. Bella Health had sued Democrat Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser and the state. Border encounters with illegal immigrants in the U.S. Southwest, as recorded by the Office of Customs and Border Protection, hit an all-time high last month at 275,000. That's a total of 2.5 million illegal aliens coming across our border over the last 12 months. That's up from 458,000 in 2020, during the last year of the Trump administration. To compare, the U.S. accepts about 1 million legal immigrants per year into the country right now. Will the political right make any progress in Argentina? After the first round vote for president occurred over the weekend, two candidates remain in the running, leading the pack, Economic Minister Sergio Massa, representing the Socialist Party, took 36% of the vote. Massa has led the nation into economic catastrophe, with a whopping 142% inflation over the last year. The Buenos Aires Times notes that, quote, 40% of the population are living in poverty, and the middle class has been brought to its knees. The second candidate left standing is Javier Milei, the libertarian and pro-life candidate. He received 31% of the vote. Milei told Tucker Carlson that, quote, abortion is murder, end quote, and he calls for a national referendum on the issue. Argentina legalized abortion on demand in 2020 and registers 100,000 abortions per year. The runoff election is scheduled for November 19th. The American general who fought the Iraqi war, General David Petraeus, told CNN the present Israeli-Hamas conflict is the most challenging war for a military than any since World War II. Official numbers indicate that over 6,000 persons have lost their lives in the conflict thus far. The Uppsala University Conflict Data Program's most recent report calculates that 238,212 people were killed in wars in 2022. That was the most since the 1994 Iraqi War. The organization records 55 wars in 2022, the highest number of wars on record since World War II. But Isaiah 2, verses 3 and 4, comforts us with this promise. Many people shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more.
Okay, I'll just give you a heads up. We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit, and he doesn't sound like he's causing any issue in the back right now. I think he's subdued. Other than that, we want law enforcement as soon as we get on the ground and park.
That's the voice of the pilot of Alaska Airlines Flight 2059 yesterday, after an off-duty pilot attempted to turn off the engines and crashed the plane on a flight from Everett, Washington, into San Francisco, reports the BBC. Suspect Joseph Emerson is held on 83 counts of attempted murder and reckless endangerment. And finally, after Hallmark Television's capitulation to providing homosexual content for American families, the Great American Family Channel has stepped in, beginning this week to stream 20 all-new original Christmas movies for the upcoming season. Actress Candace Cameron Bure, who is also Kirk Cameron's younger sister, is a lead actress in several of the films. She's part of a growing community of theatrical persons professing the Christian faith and working outside Hollywood. The Christmas event features original movie premieres every weekend, beginning October 14th through December 23rd. The Great American Family Channel is America's fastest-growing cable television network for the past 11 consecutive months. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, October 24th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.